Hey, sincere good morning, noon or night, wherever in this world you am. You can trust what I'm saying's completely honest, 'cause it's coming from an earnest man. Hello folks, it's Monday. And I hope you got to enjoy at least some of your weekend. I want to speak to you about a subject that I haven't discussed in a long time, America's dysfunctional criminal justice system. I'm going to be dropping a couple of names of people that were murdered by the state that, in my opinion, or what I'd like to call the opinion of reason, never should have been murdered. So sit back, relax, and enjoy, which, if you're driving right now, could help you not get into trouble with the law yourself by committing an act of road rage to the asshole in front of you that you can't get around and is doing 25 in a 60. I want to say right out of the chute that I have personally known several killers and murderers in my lifetime. And the two are very different things. Yet America's legal system refuses to recognize that. And a big part of the reason for that is that American society also refuses to recognize that. So, as a consequence, you have an unstable foundation for properly addressing crime and punishment in America. In other words, if you look at it like a house, and you can tell it would be a really beautiful house if the walls were not cracking all over the place, and parts of the roof weren't caving in, and the house was sitting really crooked. It wouldn't take a contracting expert to figure out that there's something seriously wrong with the foundation. I'm going to start out by defining killing and murder. Killing is not inherently good or bad. It is contextual. Here's an example that unfortunately happens all the time, practically every day, day in and day out across America. But typically peaks around weekends and holidays. Two people, usually young adult males, get shit-faced at a club or a bar or even a private party. For whatever, usually idiotic reason, they get into a physical fight and can be as simple as just one guy punching the other in the face. That guy then falls backwards, hitting his head on the concrete or otherwise somehow causing severe damage or breaking his neck, and he dies. So the police arrive, and the guy who was intoxicated and threw the punch that killed the other guy is arrested and is eventually charged with murder via manslaughter. That is the very first step in the wrong direction, because this was not an act of murder. In the simplest possible terms, murder, regardless of its purpose or motivation, is always premeditated, which is why the term premeditated murder is as oxymoronic as saying you just drank a glass of wet water. So now that I've hopefully laid a solid foundation of defining killing and murder, I can properly use it to describe what happened to the two deceased gentlemen I have pictured, Willie Pye and Brent Brewer. Death sentences were carried out by their respective states of Georgia and Texas, and I wish to bring attention to the fact that the term death sentences was created specifically to insulate and disguise, to soften what in real terms is actually taking place, and that we are supposedly civilized human beings are supposed to abhor murder, and that the state is in fact murdering someone. If you're actually interested in reading just a short story concerning Willie Pye, There will be a link in the transcript or in the description below. And very short, and I'm going to use something called honest language. So for anyone woke listening,
with your extreme porcelain sensibilities, especially concerning language,
you might want to cover your ears so your childlike thinking apparatus, commonly referred to as a head, doesn't fucking explode. The barbaric and uncivilized legal justice system for the state of Georgia decided to murder a retarded man, Willie Pye, with an IQ of 68, who additionally had an absolutely horrible childhood. You might call yourself the Peach State, but since your legal system isn't exactly what one might call peachy, especially if you're one of the many sitting on death row, I'd like to offer an alternative. How about the back-asswards hillbilly legal system state? And now moving on to Brent Brewer. That will also have a link in the transcription or description below. Although Mr. Brewer was not retarded, he did something when he was very young as a consequence of uncontrolled emotions and the influence of drugs. I think he was like 19 or 20. But yeah, he killed someone. I don't know if this was some kind of glitch or not, but for whatever reason, there is video of him talking on a prison telephone with audio of what he's saying in the Willie Pye link above. In very short, I will tell you this. I read Mr. Brewer's entire story. I also watched the video that I just mentioned, where he is talking to someone on the prison telephone. My conclusion, especially after the explanation that he was a model prisoner who got into no other trouble or altercations while in prison for all those years, led me to the obvious conclusion. Mr. Brewer was not a psychopath, and based on his words and actions, a human being simply could not be more remorseful for what they did those many years ago. Yes, he did a terrible thing and he killed someone. Yet for an entirely different reason, he was subjected to a system which is by far sick and twisted, far more sick and twisted than the terrible act Mr. Brewer committed. A system with a very clinically sadistic agenda. I don't have time to go into what I would need to be a second part of this subject, but please let me know if you would like that, and if enough of you do, I will. What is really going on here, and you'll notice it's particularly concentrated in the South, what still affectionately is known as the Bible Belt, is a sick and twisted form of retribution known as God's justice, where mortal men, usually religious or legal, or often both, such as the current terrifyingly mentally unstable evangelical that we have as Speaker of the House, Representative Mike Johnson, where they wish to interpret and carry out the will of God, which, by the way, is exactly the same as Islam or any other religious fanatics, to bring as much suffering as possible to sinners, which basically means their own version of hell on earth, being put in a place for the rest of your life to essentially suffer as much pain and human indignity that you can, until you finally exhaust any and all of those pesky appeals, and they can finally wring their hands and lick their lips, salivating at the opportunity to witness them delivering God's will by murdering you. I hope that some part of what I'm saying gets through. I know some of you have hearts of stone, and you are simply impervious to understanding. That is until a bizarre set of circumstances could find you in that very same position, with no one to care and no one to help you, because they have instantly turned their back on you. And then you'll learn, but then it's too late. The very sad and unpleasant truth is that many of the laws of this land, particularly in the South, are little more than the manifested, defective, incestuous births between evangelical religion and utter self-righteous stupidity. So what do you think, folks? Am I making any sense? Or am I bound for the lake of fire, like a fart from the ass of Satan, to burn forever and ever and ever and ever and ever? Amen. Until next Monday or Friday, this is Ernest wishing you peace and good things. Christ.